KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
I'll check you some high school sports from the weekend. The John J. Harris Invitational Wrestling Tournament closed out in Corning on Saturday, and Creston won the team title, posting 216 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 203.5. Winterset, Tri-Center, Bedford, Lenox, the top five. Red Oak, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Nottoway Valley, Corning, and Clarinda finish off the top 10 in that 23-team tournament. Individually, in class, in the 106-pound weight class, Mason Miller of Winterset was the champ. Derek Miller of Winterset won the 113-pound class, with Dylan Cox of Atlantic third. At 120, Blake Luna of Clarinda was the champ. Reed Nichols of Atlantic placing third. At 126, Brett Markham of Missouri Valley was the champ. At 132, Walker Marshall of Missouri Valley the titleist, with Rob Young of Atlantic placing second. At 138, Jake Marlin of Creston was the champ. Darren Earlbeck of Tri-Center was runner-up. At 145, Tri-Center's Trevor Paulson was the champ, with Rob Nichols of Atlantic placing third. Tri-Center's Lauren Williams was the champ at 152. At 160 pounds, Derek Stork of Atlantic the winner. Corey Schmelzer of Corning wins at 170. Ben Wellman of Tri-Center the runner-up. At 182, Seth Esaias of Red Oak was the champ, with Riverside's Mackenzie Hausman placing second and Austin Klein of Tri-Center third. At 195, it was Keaton Hewlett of Creston winning, with Tyler Dahl of Atlantic placing second. At 220, Blake Glenn of Winterset was the champ. Nottoway Valley's Cody Ladd was the runner-up. And also at 285, Colin Bevins of Creston was the winner. Austin Conrad of Atlantic placing second at that weight class on Saturday. In college wrestling, on the day former football coach Joe Paterno died, Penn State's third-ranked wrestlers honored his memory in a way that he would have approved, by winning. The number three Nittany Lions rallied from a 12-0 deficit after three weights to win the final seven bouts and hand the number two Hawkeyes a 22-13 defeat. Before the match started, an image of a smiling Paterno, arms crossed, and the words Joseph Vincent Paterno, 1926-2012, appeared on scoreboards at either end of the arena. A moment of silence was followed by a 30-minute standing ovation in honor of the man also known as Joe Pa. Once the match began, Iowa reeled off three straight wins, two decisions sandwiched around a pin, but Penn State's top-ranked 149-pounder Frank Molinaro brought the momentum the Nittany Lions' way with a 10-5 win that started a streak of seven consecutive wins. In high school basketball on Saturday night, in boys' hoops, it was Exira EHK, a winner over Guthrie Center, 58-50. Grandview Park Baptist beat Ankeny Christian, 66-54. Riverside down Woodbine, 75-58. West Monona topping Missouri Valley, 60-44. Trainer beat IKM Manning, 72-60. In the Corner Conference Tournament Finals, consolation game saw East Mills beat Clarinda Academy, 54-33. Also in the title game, Sydney edging Fremont Mills, 42-40. In girls' Saturday basketball, Guthrie Center beat Exira EHK, 59-49. IKM Manning over Trainer, 80-52. Missouri Valley beat West Monona, 74-23. And Grandview Park Baptist, a 38-28 winner over Ankeny Christian Academy. In men's college hoops, Seth Tuttle scored 13 points as Northern Iowa completed a season sweep of Drake with a 66-52 victory on Sunday night. Jake Cook added 10 points for the Panthers, who snapped a two-game losing streak. Mark Sonnen hit a three-pointer among his 8 points, marking the 15th consecutive game in which he scored from long range. Kurt Alexander scored 21 points to lead the Bulldogs, whose season-best four-game winning streak ended. Drake failed to avenge an 83-68 loss to Northern Iowa on January 7th. The game turned late in the first half, with the Panthers trailing 19-17. Johnny Moran hit a three-pointer that started a 17-4 run to give UNI a 34-23 halftime advantage. Panthers are 14-7 overall, 4-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play, while the Bulldogs are 12-8, 5-4 in the Valley. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, number 11 Indiana beat Penn State 73-54, Virginia Tech knocking off number 15 Virginia 47-45, and Wisconsin beats number 22 Illinois 67-63. In women's college hoops yesterday, Alex Bentley scored 21 points, and number 22 Penn State beat Iowa 68-52, hours after longtime Nittany Lions football coach Joe Paterno died of cancer. There was a pregame moment of silence for Paterno, the winningest coach in college football. The Lady Lions also sported black bands on their uniforms as a tribute. Down 50-48 with 6:32 remaining, Penn State closed on a 20-2 run. Ariel Edwards added 17 points and 11 rebounds for Penn State. Camille Wallin led Iowa with a season-high 21 points as the Hawkeyes committed 15 turnovers and were out-rebounded 53-34. Hawkeyes fall to 11-9 overall, 3-4 in Big Ten conference play. Allie Christofferson had 19 points and 10 rebounds, and Iowa State beat number 17 Texas Tech 66-49 on Sunday to end the longest losing streak in Coach Bill Fennelly's 17 seasons. Leading 26-23 at halftime, Iowa State missed its first seven shots in the second half, then ran off 12 straight points to start a 17-3 run that put the Cyclones in control and ended their five-game losing streak. Lauren Mansfield added 12 points, Chelsea Poppins 10 points and 15 rebounds for the Cyclones, whose 0-5 start in the Big 12 had been the program's worst under Fennelly. Iowa State improved to 10-7 overall. They're now 1-5 in Big 12 conference play. In the NBA yesterday, Boston beat Washington 100-94. The LA Clippers over Toronto 103-91. New Jersey beat Charlotte 97-87. Milwaukee over Miami 91-82. Indiana beat the LA Lakers 98-96. In the National Hockey League Sunday, Boston wins a shootout 6-5 over Philadelphia. It was Pittsburgh over Washington in overtime 4-3. Anaheim 3-2 over Colorado. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Joe Paterno was a hero at Happy Valley and an icon in the state of Pennsylvania until a scandal within his football program led to his dismissal as Penn State head coach 2 months ago. Paterno has died of lung cancer Sunday at age 85, just weeks after he became the all-time winningest coach in major college football. His death comes just 2 months after his family announced that he had a treatable form of lung cancer and a little more than a week after he was hospitalized with what his family called minor complications from his cancer treatments. Retired Florida State coach Bobby Bowden called Paterno an icon and added that history will say he's one of the greatest, who's coached longer and who's coached better, who's won more games and who's been more successful than Joe. Paterno built a reputation for being a no-nonsense coach who graduated his players, all while winning more games than any other coach. The Nittany Lions compiled 409 wins, made 37 bowl game appearances, and captured two national championships during their 46 seasons under Paterno. More than 250 of his players went to the NFL, and countless others found success in other vocations as Paterno's program lived under the credo, success with honor. But the program's reputation was rocked in November when allegations surfaced that former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky had molested 10 boys over a 15-year span, sometimes within the football training facilities. When a graduate student told Paterno in 2002 that he saw Sandusky in the showers with a young boy, Paterno waited a day before alerting school officials but never went to the police. Penn State dismissed Paterno on November 9th, 9 days before his son Scott announced that his father had lung cancer. Students gathered in front of Penn State's administration building for a candlelight vigil to remember former coach Paterno. A couple dozen students assembled in front of Old Main Sunday night, about an hour before the event, organized after news of his death from cancer earlier in the day. It's the first of what will be many events to honor the longtime coach. Paterno's death from lung cancer on Sunday, just 2 months after his firing, left many Penn State students, alumni, and community members numb with grief and a sense that the legendary coach deserved better from the university after such a distinguished career. School officials say they're working on plans to commemorate his life and his career. Well, here we go again. 4 years after New York stunned previously undefeated New England in Super Bowl 42, they're going to have a rematch in Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis in 2 weeks. Eli and Coughlin, Brady and Belichick, both teams rolling through the playoffs again. Odds makers have installed the Pats as early 3-point favorites. Here's how both teams got to the big game. The New York Giants took advantage of a fumbled punt to beat the San Francisco 49ers 20-17 in overtime to capture the NFC Championship and send the Giants to their second Super Bowl in 5 seasons. Dating back to their last Super Bowl run, the Giants have won 5 straight playoff games on the road. That extends their NFL record. Lawrence Tynes kicked a game-winning 31-yard field goal on the Giants' third possession of overtime. It's the second game-winning kick for Tynes in an NFC Championship game. The winning kick came after the Niners' Kyle Williams fumbled a punt on San Francisco's second possession in overtime. Devon Thomas recovered to give the Giants great field position. Eli Manning had a great game for the Giants, completing 32 of 58 passes for 316 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 17-yard score to Mario Manningham with 8:34 left in regulation. But David Akers kicked a 25-yard field goal for San Francisco with 5:39 left in regulation to tie it up and force overtime. This was the third NFC title game in the last 5 years to go to overtime. The Giants have won 2 of those 3. The Giants are 5-0 overall in NFC Championship games. The New England Patriots are in the Super Bowl for the 5th time in 11 seasons thanks to a dropped touchdown pass and a missed field goal in the closing seconds. Billy Cundiff shanked a 32-yard field goal try with 11 seconds remaining to secure the Patriots' 23-20 win over the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC title game at Foxborough. The miss came 2 plays after Lee Evans grabbed a pass in the end zone, only to have it knocked out of his hands. All this happened after Tom Brady scored the go-ahead touchdown on a quarterback sneak with 11:29 left to erase the Ravens' 20-16 lead. New England managed to win despite an uneven performance by Brady, who threw for 239 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. The Patriots had to settle for 3 short field goals by Steven Gostkowski before stalling drives during the first 3 quarters. Flacco completed 22 of 36 passes for 306 yards and 2 touchdowns. He hit Torrey Smith for a 29-yard TD to give the Ravens their first lead of the day at 17-16 with 3:38 left in the third quarter. Cundiff padded the lead with his second field goal of the day, but the Patriots took the ensuing kickoff and went 63 yards for the go-ahead touchdown. New England hasn't been to the Super Bowl since 2008 when their perfect season was tarnished by a loss to the New York Giants. They get their chance for revenge coming up in 2 weeks. In golf, Dan Forsman won the season-opening Mitsubishi Electronic Championship for his 3rd Champions Tour title. Forsman closed with a 3-under-69 in windy conditions for a 2-stroke win over Jadon Blake. Mark Wilson shot a final round 3-under-69 to win the Humana Challenge, the event formerly known as the Bob Hope Classic. Wilson finished 24-under to win his 5th PGA Tour event. John Mallinger, Johnson Wagner, and Robert Garrigus tied for 2nd. They were all 2 shots back. Also in tennis, 5-time champion Serena Williams is out of the Australian Open, losing 6-2 and 6-3 to unseeded Ekaterina Makarova of Russia today. Williams had 7 double faults, several to break up to set up break points to allow the number 56-ranked Makarova to notch one of the bigger victories in her career and advance to the quarterfinals. Williams made 37 unforced errors in that match. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.